bonkers what this dude did in Springfield on dirt. The Springfield Mile, the ARCA series. Love this series for numerous reasons. One, of course, it's the different disciplines, meaning the different tracks that they won on and they run on. And they did it this weekend, actually, this afternoon. The ARCA series running on the dirt Springfield Mile. And here's your winner. His first start on dirt at the Springfield Mile. Michael Self joining us here in the Freak Nation. Am I reading that right? This is your first start on dirt and you grab a win, Self?
Yeah, that's right. First dirt start. I got a little bit of a dirt experience. I got a handful of laps in a micro sprint probably 8 years ago. And I went and actually worked with Donnie Moran last week up in Ohio, driving a street stock a little bit. And he coached me around. I got about 60 or 70 laps there. But yeah, first start, man. Pretty cool to bring it home in the first one.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Again, if members in the Freak Nation are familiar with dirt, it's just a whole different animal. And granted, yeah, you had some practice on dirt, but how do you get comfortable slower on dirt with your car than you do on concrete tarmac?
Yeah, you know, it's tough to say. I could probably talk about it for, you know, an hour here, because today was just a huge learning experience for me, from the first lap of practice to the last lap of the race. Springfield's a little bit of its own beast, I think. You know, it's a full mile dirt track, which is, I think, where ARCA is one of the only racing series in the United States, at least, that goes through a dirt track of that size. And because it's so big, you know, there's a lot of things to take into account. Air plays a difference. And the corners are so long, you know, it's not typical dirt track driving. You're not running out there with the right rear yaw down. All the car's so big and so heavy, you know, that's slow if you're doing that. So I think, you know, everything is kind of slowed down because the car is heavier and you are kind of taking in. That was actually one of the comments I made to my dad after the race. You know, I remember when I ran that micro sprint a couple of years ago, you're just standing on the gas and the corners are so quick and everything's happening so fast and you're working a wheel in the ARCA cars. It's not quite like that. You're mentally on top of things and looking for changes in the track, changes in the dirt, but it doesn't necessarily feel like it happens super quick.
So, Michael Self, tell us then, let's just compare it with the micro sprint to this weekend's racing in the ARCA car. How can you mentally retrain your mind about how it might not look like it's going to be a different way of racing, but it completely is?
Yeah, you know, I thought back to the last time I ran that micro was probably back in maybe 2012. And then I ran a handful of laps in a dirt late model in 2013 in a test one time. And then, like I said, that street stock last week. And, you know, when I got in the street stock last week, that kind of brushed the cobwebs off a little bit as far as what to expect on dirt, how slick it is. And mostly just, I think, throttle application on places like that where it's so loose, you know, you can't just put the gas to 100% like you can on a big asphalt track because the grip's not going to be there. And so being able to anticipate those things and kind of expect those things definitely helped me out a lot today. I mean, definitely it helped me out in a sense that I guess I knew a little bit of what to expect from a slick and grip standpoint, but I don't have enough experience on dirt to know any better, I guess. I just kind of had to go out there and learn everything today and kind of start with a clean slate and learn from everyone around me and ask questions and figure it out as the race went on.
All right. What was the worst advice you were given if you were asking questions?
You know, I think a lot of the advice that I got was actually, it was really good. I asked a ton of people. I had Frank Kimmel there coaching me today. He's won at Springfield, you know, 8 or 9 times. Billy Venturini, he ran there a bunch. He's coached me. Even talking to Christian Eck, my teammate who won there last year, you know, he gave me a lot of good advice. And a lot of the advice was very consistent. And I wouldn't actually say that I got any bad advice, because the interesting thing about it is it just changes so much. The track changes so much throughout the day and even throughout the course of the race. At some point, everyone's advice was relevant, and that was pretty helpful.
Okay, hold on a second. You just said Christian Eckes even gave you good advice. You're in a battle with him for the championship. I would expect him to give you bad advice.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he meant to, and it played off well, but Christian and I are really, really good friends off the track. I think we both have a lot of respect for each other. I know I have a lot for him, and He's leaned on me quite a bit on the intermediate tracks this year, when we go to the mile and a half stuff. And so he was able to help a little bit this weekend. So that was kind of nice. You know, we are fierce competitors. We're each other's main competition right now in the championship, but you know, we're also looking out for each other and want each other to succeed and, are there to help each other.
Michael Self is the ARCA winner of Springfield Mile. You mentioned something that kind of got my attention. You mentioned aero on a mile dirt. I mean, I never thought of that. And if you're worried about aero, how do you handle aero without a sprint car kind of wing?
Well, so it's the same concept as when we run on an intermediate track or anything big in the ARC cars. It's mostly about just keeping that aero on the nose. So, you know, we're not talking aero as far as kicking the right rear out and having it lay on a wing like a sprint car. I'm talking about going into the corner and having the air taken off the nose if you're running second, third, or fourth and the car gets tight and washes out because of that. And so I found today, as soon as I was able to get clean track, we were able to pretty much drive away from the field, which is nice. And that's just that it's these big bodies that we run on these cars. You know, they generate a lot of downforce, especially with the front valence, the way it is built. Anytime we're, you know, over 80, 90 miles an hour, it's pretty prevalent in those cars. And just, I was kind of surprised, you know, Springfield is really not much of an exception.
Do you have a dirt car that you build for this one race, or do you use a short track car or a throwaway car, figuring that it's going to get banged up so bad, what's the point of keeping it around?
No, we run cars that run asphalt, so short track cars that run on the Venturing stable even earlier this year, we'll convert them over. Definitely not our newest cars, but still good cars that are in the fleet rotating through.
Michael Self, your winner from Springfield, ARCA Series winner, joining us here in the Freak Nation, your points leader. And Michael, you look at what the series has done and continues to, I'm not going to say break barriers, but continues to really run its own course with the different disciplines as far as tracks go. And it seems that down the line, now, sooner than later, it's going to happen with the big boys of Cup and Xfinity. You see the truck series on dirt, but I'm just talking about just being more creative with the tracks that they run on. Don't you believe that the majority of racers, good racers, good drivers, want to have multiple disciplines versus just oval after oval after oval after
asphalt
oval? Yeah,
I think so. I mean, I tell a lot of people the great thing about the ARCA schedule is there's a little bit of everything. We've got super speedways, we've got short tracks, we've got intermediate tracks, we've got dirt tracks. You know, the only thing, unfortunately, the ARCA schedule is missing right now is a road course. And I think if you put that in there, then from a fan standpoint, you really do have the complete schedule, at least as far as what people want to see. Because you look at the short tracks that we go to with the ARCA Racing Series, and we go to the Salem and the Pensacola, Five Flags Speedway. You know, a lot of famous short tracks that the fans all say that they want to see on those schedules. You know, we go to Nashville. That's one of the most talked about ones this year, as far as fans saying they want to go back there. And but you still do get those big tracks. You get the dirt track stuff in there in between. So I know as far as a driver, it is fun to mix that up. You know, I have certain tracks that I prefer and certain style of racing. I mean, I prefer big track racing. I feel more comfortable on the intermediate. So, you know, if I'm being selfish, I'm going to sit here and say, yeah, I wish we'd just win intermediate racing all the time. But I know that that's probably the least popular racing from a fan standpoint. And this is the entertainment business. We got to pull fans in and keep people engaged. And I think they want to see that the diversity. You know, I'd be really surprised if come 2021, you didn't see the Cup schedule start to change. A couple more road courses get on there. Maybe a dirt track get on there.
Freak Nation, fantastic interview with Michael Self, winning in Springfield, the dirt mile. Man, it's badass, especially on those general tires. What, Crasher?
Well, hold on, though. I'm missing something. People have been asking you on Twitter if you met Reba. Are they talking about Reba McEntire?
Yeah, so every year, I guess. Last year, I think it was Brantley Gilbert, maybe. They do a big concert right after our race. You know, the Springfield Mile, if you look on the front straightaway, there's a big stage right behind the front straightaway, in between the pit wall and the front straightaway right there. So, yeah, Reba was playing after we did. I think she played at 3 o'clock. And so quick story, my wife wasn't able to make it to this race, but she is a huge, huge Reba fan. And so I told her this morning, I was like, yeah, you know, we got to have the race done by a certain time because Reba goes on. It's a sold-out show. She actually started crying on the phone because she just wanted, she's like, you have to go find her. You have to get a picture. And I tried. I mean, I did everything I could. But once we got to the little airport, we usually fly back on a charter plane with a bunch of different teams. The flight attendant said that Reba had just landed before we got there. So she was showing up fashionably late, not wasting any time.
You saw him win it on Mav TV, Friends of the Freak Nation, and of course on those general tires. Michael, thanks for doing this, buddy. We'll get you back in here with your next win, man.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks for having me on tonight.
You got it. Awesome. Michael Self. What a great dude, man.
Yes, absolutely. And can you imagine? So he's in the media center doing his post-race interviews with media, and he's probably like, okay, I got to go. I got to go find Reba.
Got to meet Reba.
Just, okay, your questions. Okay, anything else? Okay, good. I got to go.
Got to meet Reba.
That's awesome.
Statman, I think it's going to, it has to happen with NASCAR and the Cup Xfinity Series. Just mixing these tracks up, because just to see big stock cars, not trucks, but stock cars on a mile oval, it's just a whole hell of a lot of fun.
I'd like to see them do it just to hear the drivers whine and complain and compare them to the ARCA guys who say, yeah, this is what you do. You mean you can't drive the car?
Yeah.